Kiki Laila, Kapua Ilimala, Eya Eya, Eya Eya. I'm the my Kapuana la la, Hiiona la, Au Kamo Haila, Eya Eya, Eya Eya.
Aloha Nui Loa, Mau Makimaka. Won't you come with me on the magic carpet of dreams to the lovely Hawaiian Islands far out on the broad blue Pacific? Let us linger there a little while, bathed in the warm Hawaiian sunshine, cooled by the tropic trade winds, and soothed by the gentle lapping of limpid waters on a sandy beach. The basis of the original Hawaiian music was rhythmic chanting. The chant you heard at the beginning of this program, for example, was one which the deeply religious natives sang as a tribute to the giver of life and love. The most truly authentic Hawaiian music, therefore, is not music at all in the usual sense of the word, but merely chanting in several musical tones to a definite rhythmic pattern. As the white man began settling in the islands, the essential beauty of the Hawaiian language and the natural sense of rhythm and harmony of the natives was soon recognized. These newcomers were called by the Hawaiian word for foreigners, Haoles. Using the original Hawaiian ideas and language, the Haole songwriters composed most of the Hawaiian music we know today. Thus the songs are referred to as Hapa Haole, Half Haole. One of the best loved of these early compositions is Nale o Hawaii, which is popularly known as the Song of the Islands, and was written by a man named Charles King. Let's listen now to Ray Kinney and the Carl Islanders and Song of the Islands. Thank you. Have you ever noticed in pictures of Hawaiian people how they tend toward plumpness and rotundity? One reason for this well-fed appearance is a staple of the Hawaiian diet, poi. Poi, spelled P-O-I, is a starchy paste made from the root of the taro plant. Taro roots look a lot like turnips or sweet potatoes, but are quite hard when taken from the ground. They are pounded to a pulp and strained through a fine mesh material, and the resulting thick substance is allowed to age for several days. When it has become a bit sharp or sour, it is just right for a luau or feast. Now, personally, I found that poi tastes a lot like wallpaper paste probably tastes, but the Hawaiians love it. Its sour flavor serves to cut the grease of the roast wild boar at a feast, and since it is filled with vitamins and starches, it is very fattening. A comedy song is based on this favorite Hawaiian food, in which great powers are attributed to poi, and it is highly recommended in the title words, "Poi, my boy, will make a man of you." Listen now to Harry Owens and the Royal Hawaiians' rendition.
Island staff of life that makes the natives laugh at life. Fish and poi, daily diet. Boy, oh boy, you ought to try it.
On the closing, there won't be any chanting. Are you going to chant at the close at all?
Girl of your dreams is indifferent, it seems. Eat poi every morning, poi every evening. Poi, my boy, will make a man of you. Come the tropical rains, and your sweetie complains about the nights that entrance and your lack of romance. Eat poi every morning, poi every evening. Poi, my boy, will make a man of you. Kamehameha went to war with nary a care, never knew the meaning of wear and tear. Waged a war with all his might, fought all day, loved all night. There were maidens galore, yes, a thousand or more, who would line up and wait at his garden gate. He ate poi every morning, poi every evening. Poi, my boy, will make a man of you. Mighty men of Ho'onau, never took a drop of Ho'okolehau. Full of life at 93, why not you, why not me? So believe every word of the story they tell about the hermits of old. You know very well they ate poi every morning, poi every evening. Poi, my boy, will make a man of you.
Just as many of the Hawaiian songs seem soft and caressing, so Hawaiian words have a gentle and soothing sound. For example, the word for thank you is mahalo. Adding the word for much, nui, we have mahalo nui, thank you very much. Here is mahalo nui, recorded by Lukavela's Royal Hawaiians.
Thank you.
And so, in the title words of the lovely Hawaiian melody to which you have just been listening, may I say to you all, mahalo nui, and I hope you'll be with us again next Tuesday at the same time, when it will be my pleasure to take you on another imaginative visit to Hawaii, the paradise of the Pacific. Aloha. Aloha.
Hawaiian Interlude has featured Stella Green in stories of Hawaiian music.